난 토소되게 또 그걸 가르 가르 가네 이 걸 가버리 마지막 타워 말이 제 가네 매나 선을 동거 소소로 부글 가네 이나 선 동거 내가 마지막 타워 말 제 안서 별로 말이 그냥 야지 된대 파 미술다 봐야 죄제 되시 더 여진 되나 에 봉고 같이 이나 봉고 되지 되지 되네 너반 되신 되신 로고래 내가 나지 내가 지기 지기 제거래 된대 그 미술에 시범에 가버리 이나 넘버 속에 된대 파 지 넘나 अनि याबो मेनवासन सान्देला शोबासन दे गाजो बादे तने छि लेखन घर माजे बथाय हो मा तदा शोन जि दे या नागुं जाब तेले छि 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 नि जे जे थुल थुल मा तो न कामानि छु सोंजे बा छेले जेना अनि दिदे कोन अनि हा गा जो सांब दे बरे या ते दु थोलो छि न तेले ते मुता जि छिरा योला हे या ते स योर ता ने जे छिदा रंग बने निगे ना जे थोलो
लवा लेन So one of Rinpoche's master, who is one of the past Ganden Tri Rinpoche, who is called Ami, and he used to tell that that we must in the morning when you get up and clean yourself and then clean your while you are cleaning your room and making tea and all that, your hands and the feet are, of course, occupied with the walking and making things, but still, one's mouth is completely free, has nothing to do. So while that, if we recite mantra, it's very beneficial, and we're making good use of that time, and we are accumulating merit, it's very profitable. So therefore, one should always use one's speech or one's mouth for the recitation of mantra. So it's same with you also. You have various obligations that is unavoidable, that obligations for self or for your family and children and so on, various activities. Must keep busy your hands and so on. But still, there will be a lot of sort of time and occasions where your mouth will be still free to recite mantra. So why not you use it for this practice? It's quite easy. And also concerning meditation or samadhi, although it's more difficult, especially in a busy life, but still if we make sort of a daily schedule and in the morning or in the evening, reserve a little time, say 1 hour or 2 hours or at least let's say half an hour for one's formal practice or meditation, and keep that space free every day sort of regularly, then one would make that much progress. Gradually one will make progress in one's meditation. So Rinpoche thinks we have still the possibility to cut down few minutes of watching television, and which does not he thinks is not maybe that important, although one can watch, but still to cut down a little bit from that time is still, it's not a great great loss. So therefore if one wants, one will always find some time for one's practice of meditation too. And when Rinpoche was studying in the monastery, while he was going to the toilet or sitting at the toilet, he sometimes used to recite what he has memorized in the text and so on, and also one polishes the floor, can recite mantra or to recite the text one has memorized, and he thought those were all felt very very good occasions, felt very suitable, and so we can find always some opportunities. So if we engage sort of continuously in the practice of Tantra like that, through recitation of whatever is possible, then it will help us very much to, for example, to protect us from various interference, for example, mental sufferings as well as physical sufferings like disease and all these kind of things. And at the same time, it will help us to accumulate merit and more faith and enthusiasm in the practice and so on. So therefore, it's very very useful and helpful thing to do. And another principle of the Patanjali practitioner is to be careful about to pay attention to the karmic accumulation. So by understanding that the karmic accumulation, the karmic seeds can never be sort of can never be decayed or can never be sort of fade away without suffering or experiencing the fruit of it, by with conviction to the law of this definite law of cause and effect or karma and fruit, then one one should pay special attention to all one's actions of body, speech and mind. So for example, sometimes when we engage in business, for example, then sometimes one can, for example, one can get involved in cheating others and so on, cheating others and deceiving others and so on. But even if one runs business, there is a way to do it in a harmless way, not cheating so much and not deceiving the people so in a so shameless way. If one does it according to the time and situation, according to the season and things, and then of course, if for example, if we buy something at certain season and if we sell that in another season where the naturally the sort of the price sort of rises up, that is still a business. One makes a profit of it, but that is not really deceiving or cheating anybody. But these kind of things are harmless thing to do and not really cheating anybody very much. So therefore, there's a way to do these things in a wholesome way if one is skillful. And then it's actually the karmic actions are not very difficult to accumulate. If somebody just holds a bad intention about somebody else, sort of ill will towards somebody else, we wish for something bad to happen on somebody else, it does not involve one's body or any action, any effort, but one has in fact accumulated a very unwholesome karma. So therefore, the tantric practitioner must pay special attention to what goes in his one on one's own mind, and in one's actions, so that not any heavy karma is accumulated. So it says, put the test on the disciples, and if somebody is endowed with those qualities, what has been mentioned before, then give that person the Tantra of Yamantaka. So in one way it says that one should keep the secret of the Tantra, but here it says one should give the teaching of the Tantra, give that Yamantaka to somebody. So it is not contradictory. And if the disciple of the other person is qualified and has all the necessary sort of qualification or qualities, then to that person one should not hesitate sort of immediately to hand down the teaching or the practice. Because then this way a purpose is fulfilled. So here which we would like to stop for this morning. So Rinpoche will continue the teaching this evening at 7:30. So if there are any questions, you can ask them this evening.
カレーセナ、テペシメドバス。テペシメドバスのテパテンブチ。ファンデケチンボシラル、テペシメドバ、テパテンブチカゾンのマイシラシュヨで、ネタンドタカレ。テペシメドバスで、ナンゾ。マラディ、ジ、ナンバツ、チョルテニ、サンジメチョバレで。セダヤンディ、ガンゾンジテンゲシャワイナ、アンネジャボカトルヨヤヨタ。
有啊，现在，他全国搞了一轮直播的，啊，拉萨民族拉萨这些呢，今天给他那把小娃那些搞了叫民族拉萨用具卡布的，啊，那其实从来把，俺那从去，昨天呢来看见，现在来看见那用民族拉萨的恐怖药的，绝对砸了，俺那边，其他家民族上上直播给，直播民族上上直播给，天天躺前面上，我把心脏都，俺得死了呀，别闹就好嘛。
我怕我那车呢，俺看了点呢，确确切路的样都是的。哦，我们绕绕走的，他算了，他在那边，刚没这个车下地铁，从人呢，司机来接了三节图吧。他们呢，俺要爬到了三节哇。他们呢，俺那边去当时都把自己说的呢，把他叫我九州村去了三节图吧，那我天天送药的，绝对砸了的。我那车那个，嗯。
So, a great master, Shanti Jnana, has said that a practitioner of a Tantra should be endowed with an unchanging sort of faith. That means unchanging sort of determination of the mind. With faith or because of faith. So that means the person should have very strong faith and faith in devotion, and by this the person would never in every situation would never sort of give up or never change one's mind from the practice of the Tantra, from following the Tantra. So Rinpoche says that So this is also a very sort of this danger could also come to us, because the practice of tantra or practice of dharma in general is not like ordinary worldly sort of productive work, because the ordinary mundane work like business or anything like that, one can obtain a result result from the work which can be seen, which can be sort of which is sort of concrete, a result of fruit one will one will get immediately or very soon, quite soon. And the practice of tantra or practice of dharma in general, although it definitely will produce a very not just an ordinary fruit but very very great and very powerful result of fruit, but it is not easy as ordinary work. First, the work itself is it requires much effort and much faith and all that, and also the fruit, since it's something very great and powerful, one cannot achieve it immediately as we begin our practice. We must be patient, and we must be able to continue one's practice, although it takes a very long time. So a practitioner of tantra with sort of supreme intelligence or a supreme sort of a person could like